Excuse me. It's like, rah. Luke chapter 2. It says here in Luke chapter 2, "Now there were in that same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you that you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled in those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them." I find it amazing that the first people who received the announcement of the birth of the Savior were shepherds. I think that's important, because the Bible tells us when a prophecy was given in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 that Jesus Christ would be born in Bethlehem, that it said that he would shepherd his people. And so here you find these shepherds out in the field just keeping watch over their flocks by night. Imagine them out here in the fields, like we're out here with the sheep. And then suddenly, in the midst of the darkness of the night, an angels appear and proclaim to them that there's a Savior that's born in Bethlehem. They were amazed at what they heard. And once they heard this announcement, it says that all the angels began to glorify God, and that they were to then run to Bethlehem, and they would find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And all the angels began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest." And the shepherds went and they found just like the angels had told them. And then after that, it says that these shepherds went everywhere proclaiming what it was that they had heard, what it was that had been told to them. What a blessing today to be in Shepherd's Field and to be remembering that first announcement of the Savior being born. You know, we also have received that announcement that a Savior has been born, and a Savior has died, and a Savior has risen again. And we need to be like those shepherds going from this field, telling people that the Savior's alive. May God help us to take that message wherever we go, glorifying God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.